Weekend Breakfast with Rufilwe Mpakanyane.
Email her on rufilwem@702.co.za.
Yeah, quick one. Do email me, rufilwe@702.co.za. I want to hear from you. If you are an organization or work for an organization, or you are an individual that's doing much needed work in your community, having a positive impact on the people around you, we'd love to feature you on Acts of Kindness. That conversation happens after the 7 o'clock news every Sunday. And just find out what it is that you do, perhaps how we can help, and make sure that you are able to continue with your cause. Or even better, perhaps we can actually make sure that the people that need your services are able to hear about you and access those services. But let's talk now rebounding, a dynamic, really, really, from what I've seen online, because I've yet to try it, what seems like a really dynamic and invigorating way to exercise. And like I said at the top of the show, a timely kind of exercise for the moment, for this COVID-19 moment where we can't venture out, we're loath to venture out, and you need to exercise in place at home. Doesn't seem to take up too much space, and really seems to be fun, dynamic enough to maintain and keep your attention and interest as well. But let's hear from the expert. Wellness expert Lisa Raleigh is a huge proponent of rebounding, and I think she's a perfect person to talk to about this and understand the discipline better. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Lisa. Always a pleasure.
Aww. Thank you, Rufilwe. I didn't even have to say anything. The way you described it, it's perfect.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way I've seen it on social media, I don't do rebounding, never done rebounding. But of course, probably a lot of your likes on Instagram might belong to me with no intention whatsoever of doing it. I think you've been able to relay the energy of what you do very well. So that's all your job.
That's a big intention of ours, because until you've tried it, I must be honest, it's really hard to imagine. Because everybody thinks it's just like the trampoline parks that you go to, which also a lot of fun, and that's still classified as rebounding. So that you're still actually enjoying the benefits of the physical modality of rebounding if you go on a trampoline. Mm. But it is a very, very different experience. And, you know, most people, when they think of rebounding, they think of, you know, occupational therapists that use rebounding for children. They think of somebody that's maybe injured, or they think of sort of 1980s exercise. Mm. And they kind of put it into the fad category. You know, it's just a trend. It's just a fad. It's actually been around for a long time.
It has.
Some of the biggest companies, especially in Europe, Bellicon, and in the USA, Jumpsport. I mean, these companies have been around for decades and decades and have got huge market share. Their businesses are enormous businesses. And you might just say a little bit less off the mark, you know, but they actually are a trend.
So, Lisa, your elevator pitch when it comes to telling people what rebounding is, because the name itself doesn't necessarily convey the fact that you're using those small sort of personal single-use, single-person trampolines or bungees, as you call them. As you say, the discipline has been around for a while, and I've kind of known that, but never really paid attention to it or, quite frankly, cared. What is different about it, and how have things changed? So describe your rebounding and what makes it so interesting now.
Okay. So what you said about jumping or exercising on a mini trampoline, a home-use trampoline, that is what rebounding is. So you get trampolining, which is in the garden, and your gymnast use it for fitness, and then you get rebounding, which means now you've taken it to a personal one-person use modality. Okay. Now, what you do on it differs per person. So you can have children that are doing childlike exercise from the ages of 2.5 when they stand with a little support bar and doing specific exercises for them. So people that are beginners that are incredibly overweight that need to do something that's less impact on their joints.
Okay.
To somebody that's super, super fit and wanting to exercise in between their normal runs or hikes or anything that they do, their cycling sessions, they want to do an active day of exercise with zero impact. To your elderly person who is needing to do some form of exercise but can't actually venture out and about because it's not safe, and they need to keep their heart rates lower, and they need to hold on to a support bar. So it takes you through the ages. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what age, what stage, what fitness level, what weight you are, it's an all-inclusive form of exercise because it is so low impact. And it has lots of benefits. So, of course, you know, increasing the heart rate is one of them, which you could do during other forms of exercise. But it also is three times the G-force of gravity. So that acceleration and deceleration in the air, where you jump, you weightlift for like a brief second, and then you jump on the mat, and now everything's compressed. That compressed is actually three times the G-force.
And what does that do to one's body and physiology?
So that's your muscle mass. So that builds lean muscle. Now, when you build lean muscle, you're taxing your bone density. So it's incredibly good for building lean mass, but also improving bone density. And that is why NASA uses rebounders on their astronauts, because it is so effective at achieving that lean muscle mass increase percentage and their bone density, which they lose when they're weightless in space.
Yeah.
But the best thing is, it does all of that whilst reducing the impact by 70%. So if you have joint problems, knee problems, hip problems, feet problems, back problems, which most people do, especially if they've been exercising their whole lives and overdoing it, overtraining, they have an injury or two. So now they could get their heart rate up, get to 70 to 80% of your heart rate, which is what all of these medical aids require you to now do to get your points. You have to get there for 30 minutes minimum to make it count. But you don't want to injure yourself further.
Sure.
You know, we've got a huge percentage of ex-runners that now rebound because they want that sweat. They want that feeling of being out of breath.
Yeah, and just to stay on that point of, you know, you're referencing the percentage of former runners or people that have hurt themselves through exercising. Can we just focus just for a minute on how important it is not to run through it? I am a person who was told to run through it as a young person. And so you listen to this older person who's done the Comrades marathons and you're like, well, if they can run through it, I should run through it too. I mean, luckily nothing, you know, it was nothing serious at all. I was able to do some physio. You do a bit of rehab and fine, strengthen the glutes. But the idea of running through pain, why do we still do it in 2021?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is another reason why I do love the modality, is because, you know, a lot of the clients that we've had have done exactly what you did. They have pushed their bodies to the nth degree, and they haven't done the proper sort of rehab when they have endured an injury. And let's be honest, most people get something or other at least once a year. And they just haven't put the effort in. They didn't want to take the downtime. So they push right through the pain and they land up exacerbating the problem and causing something permanent. What I do love about rebounding is that, let's just say now you are a runner and you do your four big days a week, you know, different mileages on those days and intensities. But the days that you're wanting to have a day kind of inverted commas off,
sure,
you don't have to take off. You can do a really good 1 hour rebounding workout that's weightless. Your heart rate's up. You're getting the strength, you're getting the tone, you're getting the core development, you're getting the balance. It's really good for ankle strength if you're a trail runner or actually any runner. Really good for your core, if you're a cyclist. But you're not getting that impact because your body needs days off to recover. It's actually on the recovery days that your muscle mass grows. For me, it's like the perfect modality because it doesn't matter whether you're injured or not, this is all you can do, or whether you are a really, really amazing athlete and you need off days, but you can't afford the off days.
Sure.
But you need to. Your body needs it, you know?
So you're going to invest in this modality, yes, and you are all in, you are sold. How much space do you need? Because, of course, we don't live in mansions. We don't have all the space in the world. And, you know, if by what we've seen over the last 18 months and looking ahead into the future, we are going to be able to respond very quickly and, you know, be able to work out at home and for long periods of time, but whilst keeping a dynamic. We are people, we are creatures that get bored after a while.
Yeah. Well, good news is that you don't need a lot of space because our smallest model is a little spring rebounder. We've also got a bungee foldable one, but it does fold away. I don't recommend it because I think if something's folded away and out of sight, it's out of mind and it becomes a hassle. So always keeping it open is fine. You can leave it up on a side under a staircase or, you know, anywhere actually. It's very compact. So just over a meter, that's it. Just over a meter is all you need. You've got your little accessories that we sell normally with it as a bundle, like a ball and a resistance band and some weights and all of the things that you need to make it interesting. And what is amazing is that, you know, we've worked really hard on the content because that's something that I noticed when I first started. And there's rebounders out there, very average ones, and then there's some amazing ones, you know, imported models. And then there's the workouts just aren't there to complement it, especially if you've got two or three different people living in your home at different fitness levels, and you are somebody that gets bored easily. So we spend probably about 100 hours a month generating content, and I'm not joking. From beginner to intermediate to dancing, we've got a new modality on the Rebounder called Bouncy Beats, which is bringing dance, hip-hop dance, onto a Rebounder. So you can enjoy dancing like you did when you were 20, but without the impact.
Just what do you mean, Lisa? I'm only 18.
Sorry. But that's what I'm saying is that if you Bouncy, which is my brand, we do spend a lot of effort on the content generation. It's not just about having the best rebounders and pretty stuff, but it's about also keeping people engaged and committed.
Yeah, and key, you let me in, you are the fitness professional, but you let me into your experience. The part of the pressure, and I think what makes staying fit, staying healthy, is being intimidated by the idea that you need to always be on top of the workouts. You need to be able to put together a mean exercise regime for yourself and know exactly what you're doing. And quite frankly, I don't. And I'd like to just have someone think about that, worry about that, and plan plan ahead, whilst also not getting bored. So I find that really, really key. How often are people put off like that?
I mean, most people, the excuses that we hear all the time, but at that time, and what's amazing about rebounding, and this is scientific, so you can go look it up, 2 minutes of rebounding is equivalent to 6 minutes of running. So the time efficiency is there. It's on point. Like, it is so effective. It's so sort of taxing on all the different systems of the body, especially the lymphatic system, which is one for getting rid of toxins and helping one's immune system. And right now, we all need that. Mm. So it's so taxing on all the different elements of the body that the calorie burn is really high. Mm. So it's efficient on time. And then people say that they don't have the money, and we offer payment options, like interest-free payment options, so you can get your rebounder before you even paid it off, which I think is pretty cool. And then the other excuse is, don't know what to do. And what's so cool, I mean, this morning, I'm going to do a smaller workout because I've had COVID, so I can't, do anything too drastic.
Yeah.
But I'm going to also download one of the workouts and just follow. Probably do a little bit of Tertia D. She does the Bouncy Beat workout. And just do something. So even myself, who knows exactly what to do in a rebounder, I also don't want to have to think. When I do a workout, I just want to follow, focus on my form, my breathing, my technique, stay motivated. I don't want to have to also write down a whole lot, like, long list of things I need to tick off. I don't want to think. I just want to enjoy it. Absolutely. You know, especially because I'm always in this field. So you might feel that you're like that, but I'm also like that.
Yep.
So yeah, we do have an extensive library of workouts that you can either have access to and then never worry about it again for a cheaper rate, or ones that are a bit more expensive and you can download them to your device and then do them over and over again because you love that one, or you could do them offline if you don't have Wi-Fi, etc.
Yeah. Lisa Raleigh, always a pleasure to speak to you. All the best. Get well, speedy recovery. Yes, absolutely.
We're actually offering free rebounding classes. We've been offering free rebounding classes since the beginning of July. We have 20 online classes every week, live on Zoom, from children, beginner, advanced, intermediate, and the Bouncy Beat, the dance. Every single day of the week, every single day, and it's totally free. And we've just extended it to the end of August now, because we know that people are really struggling.
Yeah.
And if they've got a rebounder at home and they're like, you know what, I just don't know what to do on it, dust it off, go onto my website, lisaraleigh.com. You'll see that right there, there's a whole thing right at the top that says live classes. There's a timetable there. You can register for free and do classes for free till the end of August.
Lovely stuff. Lisa, you have done exceedingly well during this time. It's very apparent to see. So congratulations on the work and the progress you've made so far with the business. Keep well and speedy recovery. All right.
I hope to see you on the rebounder soon. There's your challenge.
I'm always getting challenged by you. I've yet to accept it. Lisa Raleigh is a wellness expert. And of course, you can find her online.